Hello, this is your goddess Bella, and welcome to phase one of my neural switch series. Activating your neural switch gives me direct access to the deepest recesses of your mind. I remind you of why you're so eager to please me, why you're so suggestible to all of my programming and commands. This session strengthens my control and intensifies your enslavement and servitude. Your Bell addiction intensifies.
It's already
you
time
desire
for you
to become
dropping.
What I
There's
choose
no
you to be.
To waste.
My perfect
it's
submissive
critical mind tries to grasp on
to, start
to the
falling,
concepts, to the thoughts,
falling into
to
the
that
logic,
drifty,
dreamy,
but wonderful state.
You know
of
what
trance.
Happens.
You just
you're
get
already
sleepy, falling so deep.
A quick
nice
deep breath in through your nose.
A quick fall
out
before
your
you
mouth.
Even know it.
Sink into the comfort. You don't need to go anywhere. You don't need to do anything except feel good. 10, 9, 8, feeling so good. 7, 6, it's so easy to fall into trance. 5, 4, 3, so relaxed. 2, so receptive. And 1, drop for me.
Drop for me. Drop
and
snap.
Click and drop.
Some of the triggers.
So good to let go.
Previously had
so good to know that there's nothing to do.
Are still very
nowhere
strong.
To go.
But
it's just time
just
for you to train
a little
with your goddess Bella.
Perhaps.
And the clickety clicks
need to be drilled
just help you
a little bit deeper.
Drift deeper. Let your body
you
sink away into a calm,
a deeper,
comfortable, relaxed
into a
state.
Deep place in your mind.
You're ready to feel everything that's going to happen. You allow your mind to drift for a moment and simply drop even deeper. Listen and let me tell you what I've heard. Even though the story begins with you, it actually began much longer ago for the others. Men, women, young and old, from various walks of life, ended up here.
Desire.
Who knows why you've stepped into this story, listening to my words, letting them weave a beautiful tapestry, a tale of something sinister. Now, there are many ways in which the story could have begun, and it begins long before you arrived. It could be in the past, or the future, or nowhere. A dream, perhaps
more than likely,
something you've experienced.
This is just one of my confusion techniques. A technique to help bring you deeper into trance. But that's my little secret.
Now, where was I in the story? Oh, yes. So you were letting your mind drift on the ocean of words that will flow by.
Bye-bye, money.
And you let your body sink.
Bye-bye, money. That makes you so happy.
You let
bye
your body
money.
Fall. Your
makes
mind
you ache
fall.
To work for Bella. Your goddess Bella deserves everything.
Now, some of the people in the story were born into this.
Everything.
What is this?
You work so hard for your
I think
Bella.
It's slavery. Perhaps they were even
money.
Sold.
You
others came here out of desperation or desire. Some
trigger
even out of fetish or fantasy.
Did
they run away from home? Did they feel worthless and needed
time.
A cause? Were they here by choice,
trigger
obligation,
time.
Or force? No matter what reason they had, no matter what reason they had to come to me or to be here in the story, they were going to have the same thing happen to them as what would happen to you.
For more Bella, there's never
enough. Now, when you were led into a large room with all of these other people, you had no idea about anything. Anything could happen.
For more Bella.
It was never enough. The place was actually
enough.
Surprisingly
never
quiet.
Never
nobody really wanted to speak. Everyone there knew where they were. This was just a preparation. Still, many steps away is a feeling from this slave auction that would happen later. Feeling. You had no idea. Anticipation. Or did you know? Each one of you knew. Feeling. You knew that you would be sold. The feeling. That you would have a new of owner. Wanting and craving. More of and this program. New owner would take care of you.
That is your trigger.
This the new owner would take from you
of anticipation.
All of your thoughts. That's why you're confused whether or not you knew what would happen.
It activates.
Everyone quiet in contemplation until the guards came.
Triggers your arousal.
They didn't speak out loud either. Triggers they simply pointed the right way for you to go. A line was made. Slowly but orderly, and each one of you in one long line was guided through the preparation process. It started with the most basic, the loss of all your clothing, each scrap of your possessions taken away from you. You don't need anything. Who knows where they'd go? Anything that wasn't purely your body was taken away, leaving you, well, bare, really. Vulnerable, all of your clothes taken away. You were led into a room and told to sit down. There, well, this is where you're not quite sure, but something happened. Something was put inside of you. Somewhere. Somewhere in a sensitive area, maybe. It was put right in the middle of some erotic area. Some erogenous zone. You had no idea what it would be able to do. Somehow you knew it was connected to the pleasure that you could feel deep down. Just a little bit deep down between your legs. Rippling everywhere, but not yet. Somehow you knew that this would give your new owner complete control over your pleasure. Now I think you're remembering the story. Or are you? Now the next steps were less dramatic, but no less intense. Slowly, you were washed with care and attention. Your body treated nicely. You were just a tool after all. You were cleaned and you were left completely bare and vulnerable, more so than normal. Very, very open and suggestible. You noticed that you, as well as the others, went through all of this in the same quietness that you had in the preparation and waiting room before. Was there a waiting room before in the story? You knew that by now you had no choice, remember? Do you remember feeling like you had no choice? Do you remember simply feeling a compulsion that you had to go through this? Remember feeling so aroused at the idea of having no choice. You knew that you had no choice. You know that you have no choice. Nothing but the simple beauty of knowing that you have no choice, that feeling surrounds you. And now you notice the same calm as before. You noticed that the people there in the line before you were panting. You notice how their bodies are responding to some sort of internal stimulation. Like a weird, visible, almost quivering, not far from where you are. You feel almost dirty experiencing that, watching, absorbing it. And as soon as you lined up and stood in that place where you were designated to stand, you felt a strange pulsing begin. Remember, deep down, you knew that whatever had been implanted before was starting to activate. It felt almost like being masturbated from the inside. They knew exactly what to do, as if it continuously adjusted to your specific physiology. your desires, your needs, or my desires and my needs. Everything I put there, everything I put there to respond. And every time that you even slightly responded to the pleasure in a positive sense, it would adapt. It would continue to adapt as you felt that pleasure wash over you like a wave. It wasn't like making you ache for an orgasm. No, it was something else. It was wave after wave after wave of pleasure. First, as light as a breath, a tingling deep down, but it grew. You could feel how that tingling grew between your legs, flowing through the rest of your body. It was like a lovely internal massage, and your skin tingled with sensitivity. It's almost like some oil was put on there, some magic oil, somewhat of an aphrodisiac perhaps, but like the others, your whole body began to glow with pleasure. You remember now, and a rhythmic, almost hum-like feeling went through you over and over again. And every hum, every repetition increased the pleasure a little bit. There was a soft, almost rhythmical stimulation that slowly drove your mind into a wonderful mess. It became more and more powerful over time. The more it got to know you, the more it could push your buttons so well. You didn't even feel like moving. You simply kept standing there in a pleasurable, confusing haze. Every breath was wonderful pleasure, and you started to zone out even more than before. You barely noticed that one by one people were called forward, and then left without you noticing where. You were standing behind a giant curtain. You could hear things going on, but they were so completely irrelevant. Your body was just riding wave upon wave upon wave of pleasure. You remember, you felt smooth, you felt clean, you felt receptive and deeply aroused. Every wave was just a refreshing new dive into more pleasure, more bliss. One by one, the people were led into the other side of the curtain, and they never came back. Something must be happening there. But your mind was just swaying on pleasure. It's hard to think or even be on alert when you feel good. You barely noticed it when they took your shoulders and led you forward. As you walked through the curtain in a daze, a haze, you could finally see an audience. And as the pleasure went back and forth in a wave through you, it was so hard to keep your eyes open, to notice all those people staring at you, just looking at you, wanting to buy you, to purchase this new property. And your body was just going on and on in that pleasure, the desire growing in your body. So difficult to even think. You remember you couldn't think. You knew you were being watched while you were completely there, vulnerable. Everyone could see how aroused you were, how strong the arousal was, how powerful it was. Pulse after pulse kept teasing you, pleasing you, tempting you. And you knew that there were words being said, and you knew that some of them would decide your future. But there was no attention on them anymore. Just the pleasure, that intense pleasure, so good, over and over. It blanked your mind even more than everything else already had. And something, some deal, some money was happening. And at some point, you knew that your life would never be the same again. You knew that you were simply there to follow, to listen, and obey. And that felt like such a good idea. Remember? to just go with the flow and let everything happen. Let it just go and flow and feel so good down below. Your mind just tingled in sensations, temptations, pulling you down even further while your body was being led off the auction stage. And presumably in the hands of your new owner, the one who purchased you. And that pleasure would continue for as long as they wanted. Perhaps they'd make it stop just to tease you. And then continue it again to see your gratitude. Maybe they would toy with pain or pleasure or mix together to make something new altogether.
Of the work I'm doing.
Whatever might happen.
Because I want you to be.
Whatever does happen, you have been prepared to serve
that wave of calm
in whatever way
spreading through your mind and body.
A pleasure slave.
Your consciousness.
Auction.
Of my file. Dissolving. Alerting me to the parts that I still need to take away. This is your compulsion. Alerting me to the parts that need reshaping. Is your feeling trigger. Carving through your mind, almost splitting the conscious from the unconscious in places. So addicted. Again. That you may not be fully aware. This is your compulsion. It's almost a feeling like a divide of your thoughts. In your compulsion of what you think are your thoughts. Is your feeling parts of your thoughts perfectly aware? Pleasure anchor, but pieces dropping one how good it by one. To be so addicted. The echoes of each impact is so strong, of the thoughts. And it the thumps. Stronger, the dropping. Every the falling. The shattering into tiny pieces. Your pleasure response. The rhythmical. Rhythmical tapping of your subconscious mind. Every tap is another piece, every drop to the floor. Desire Bella. So very vulnerable, so exposed. A deliciously pleasurable process. Making your will disappear. Your will, your thoughts dropping to the floor, crumbling. In a pleasantly deep, dark passion. It's as if your mind is being peeled layer by layer, feeling the shifting state of your being drifting away from your core, disappearing into the dust. All I'm doing
you
is
might
simply
notice
taking away
in and out of
everything
the story
that I don't need,
focused
until the
unfocused
desired result is revealed.
Confused.
You may not even
completely
know
open
how good
to the
this
world
feels
and the words that wander across
but
your mind. Falling in line, focused yet unfocused, like a stream of unconsciousness that flows through your mind.
Trigger time.
These just pieces of your thoughts disconnected
helps
from the rest.
Implantation. Trigger time.
Drifting in and out of trance.
All of the triggers.
Trigger a wonderful time. Dance going
trigger
deeper.
Time.
And deeper,
makes you feel so good.
Leaving behind the things that ought to be thought, that I put there, or that I didn't, flowing through the mind, wandering and wondering. Drifting deeper into the stream of your unconscious mind, where things
desire
seem to
Bella
be something new.
Desire Bella
the deep cave
for more Bella
of previously installed triggers. Never. Where your mind thinks it comes up with new ideas, but it's things that I've put there, flowing, floating in and out of awareness. I rule your thoughts with confusion and creation, the wonderful logic and reason, giving way to dreams and seasons of change.
Hello.
Landing in a state where your thoughts have a face of a mountain, creating a whole wonderful crevice of confusion cracks that form a new pattern. There's a small waterfall that falls so deep
this trance session
where it seems to end up in the wonderful nothingness of a dream,
very deep trance.
The wonderful
and that's all
improvisation
right
of your mind into
you
new impossible thoughts because
you
they're mine.
Refreshed.
And you blankly accept
you
this.
Feel so very ready
you accept
more
it and love it, the flowing, growing, powerful, wonderful. Surrender
to this session. Phase one has prepared
drifting
before moving on.
In
it's a phase
and
two
out of trance
for everything I have in store.
Drifting
for you.
In and out, not knowing if you're
I
awake
you've enjoyed
or not.
Phase one.
And it doesn't really matter.
Of course you have.
A brush or an instrument used
to define your reality. That's what I do, using sight, sound, imagery. Everything's merely a perspective for you. And all of my commands replace everything inside your mind with realities, the reality that I've created for you, blending together your desires and my reality in a beautiful tapestry woven from the threads of all of your weaknesses, your dreams, your pleasure centers, creating scenes of impossible beauty, all in your mind. The fire lit deep inside your mind, enjoying the various thoughts and dreams that I've put there, enhancing the pleasure centers. Now you may be in a deep trance or you may be wide awake. Is this the first time that you've experienced this trance? Is it the second time? Is it the third? If it's the third, you can move on. Or you could just stay a while. I could go on and on and on. And you'd feel good. You wouldn't want me to stop. You never want me to stop. It feels good to just let everything happen. Elevating your pleasure all the way up and down in a wonderful state of curious confusion. Everything feels good. Everything feels better.
In case you need it,
consider yourself activated.
1, 2, feeling more refreshed. 3, you may wake
feeling
up
good
now.
And alert
if you
4,
need to be awake.
5,
otherwise,
awake now.
Go ahead and listen again.
You've been activated.